Hello everyone, thank you for joining me today on February 8th, and it is time for your daily dose of reality. Our first story today takes us to Nashville, Tennessee, where a 20-year-old has been shot dead over a failed YouTube prank. Timothy Wilkes was the man shot dead after attempting a quote-unquote prank robbery for YouTube, in which Wilkes and his friend approached a group of people while holding large knives. The man doing the shooting told the police that he had done so in self-defense, having no knowledge of this so-called prank. This is a sad but inevitable story, considering the ever-escalating prank video trend on YouTube, where creators film themselves doing, again, pranks that have progressed to sickening places. YouTube has been host to pranks ranging from fake robberies to fake kidnappings using ploys such as "it's just a prank" or "it's a social experiment." These, however, are cover-ups for sick people committing sick acts for a quick laugh, or if they're lucky, for some quick cash if they are able to get a following on YouTube. In my opinion, it is time that YouTube move on from these pranks altogether by banning the genre as a whole, as this is not the first time YouTube pranks have led to death. One high-profile case in which this happened was in 2017 when YouTuber Mona Lisa Perez shot her boyfriend Pedro Ruiz, who was holding a thick book that he believed would stop the bullet. Unfortunately, it did not stop the bullet. In lighter news, our second story brings some hope to those of us hoping for an end to the COVID-19 pandemic, which I hope includes you, as Pfizer has announced that they expect to produce nearly 50% more vaccines than they have been able to, thanks to new efficiencies as they continue to roll out their vaccine. This is great news, as it will help ease the vaccine shortages that have plagued the United States among many other nations. The increased production comes at the perfect time, as many are having to wait to get their vaccine due to shortages that have forced health officials to hold back supplies for people's second and final dose of the vaccine to ensure immunity. The quicker we get vaccinated, the quicker we can get through the crisis and get back to life as we knew it before. Thank you for watching to the end of the video. If you enjoyed the video, be sure to leave a like. If you want to see more videos like this, the best way is to subscribe and turn on notifications. And if you want to see the show grow, please share this with your friends. With all the fun stuff out of the way, that has been your daily dose of reality. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Peace.